All right, so you guys ready? You
know,
you don't have
gentlemen.
To go right into that thing.
We are the Weird People, and this is our show.
Going to end up in the basement.
I'm ratting you out of my will.
Going to end up in a van down by the river.
I'm writing you definitely out of my will.
Woo! Now, the story behind this is I, and when I lived in New York City, I had a lot of little jobs, okay? And one of my little jobs, side story, was cleaning out this basement theater, okay? Called the I think it's called the Chelsea Playhouse. It's closed now, but it was a theater, basement theater, and we were clearing out this back room. And we open up this thing in the middle of the floor. It's like a pipe cap, and the roaches come in a fountain, like.
Oh,
just fill the room, bro. And we're just wading through it, waist deep in the. It wasn't quite like that, but it was close. The fountain thing was real. So that was interesting. But so after that all got cleaned up, you know, I'm looking in the filing cabinet, throwing away old moldy things, and I came across this little script. It was all bound up in some shoelaces. And apparently it was a series of television pilots that someone had written in the 90s, okay? And I just thought it was hilarious. So we're going to start reading from that. There's a number of episodes in it, and I'm going to go ahead and help you, you know, see it more clearly by getting my script in order, first of all, by reading the stage directions, okay, in the thing. So hold on now. Now I'm all tangled up. I don't like this headphone setup. Not one bit. Yeah, don't worry about that. I'm going to extend it next time. But we're okay for now.
Make sure you stand on mic.
Just like this?
Yeah, well, just facing it.
Yeah, what about this?
It's your show, Whiskey Joe. It's your show.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just the engineer now.
Yeah. See, I was starting to miss pushing buttons, so I started pushing cowboys buttons. Okay.
He's always pushing my buttons.
Oh yeah, I do. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Voila! Voila! Okay, now, just stick that in the oven, preheated to about 350 degrees. That's Fahrenheit, folks, not centigrade. Yeah, so you just put that thing in the oven for about 45 minutes, and voila, you've got yourself some mighty tasty creme brulee. Okay, folks, that's all the time we have for today. See you tomorrow when we learn how to make pate truffles from scratch. Now, stay tuned for Jivin' with Jesus. Bye-bye! Boop-a-dee-boop-boop-boop! Voila!
And we're clear.
The camera pulls out to reveal the public access studio in his apartment. He waves to the camera until Phil, the show producer, speaks. There are also two other guys operating the cameras and the equipment. Wow, that was a great show, huh, guys? I mean, was that a great show or what?
Yeah, Bob, great. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, great. We'll make television history then. Hey!
Sure, Bob. See you tomorrow. Come on, guys. Sure.
Exit Phil and the crew. Bob sighs and makes himself a wine spritzer with an umbrella and a cherry. He sits down on the couch. He puts his hand on the telephone and watches it intently for a moment. Then it rings. Hello? Hi, Mom. Yep. You just called at the perfect time, as usual. We just finished shooting today's show. Creme brulee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I sautéed the butter as per your specifications. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But I thought Bruce Willis was married to Demi Moore. Hey, Mom, I don't mean to interrupt, but could you send me that check a little early this month? Because Well, I suppose I can eat creme brulee for a few more days until my show gets picked up. Oh. Okay, Mom. Oh, Mom, I have to go. Someone's at the door. I love you too, Mommy. Okay, bye-bye now. He hangs up the phone and goes to the door. It's Tertia, the hippie neighbor.
Oh, Bob, are you all right? I just saw those three thugs walking out of your apartment, and I thought they might have beat you up or something.
No, Tertia, that's just the crew for my cable show. You should recognize them by now. They're here every day.
Oh, I guess I'm just not very good with names. Listen, could I have one of those tempeh and bean curd shakes?
Coming right up! He rushes over to the kitchen and turns on the blender.
And so even though I just got them and stuff, could I maybe try them out on you?
Huh? Sure. She deals out a deck of tarot cards. She tries to read them, but she keeps having to refer back to her book.
Just a second.
Someone knocks at the door and some mail falls through the slot. Bob gets up from the floor and goes over to sort through the mail. Tertia continues to decipher Bob's spread while he shuffles. Let's see here. Let's see. Christmas catalog. Letter from Mom. Oh my God, I could be a millionaire. Wait a minute. Dang. Oh, neat. A bill. Say, this doesn't look like my usual bill. Shoot off, not ice. Well, I guess I shouldn't worry about it much. Hey, Tertia.
Don't talk to me right now, Bob. I'm really getting some energy here.
It says here that we're going to shut off the power unless I send him a check for $30 by... Hey, this was 3 weeks ago.
Aha! Just as I predicted. The cards called it, man. I told you something terrible was going to happen to you within the next 5 minutes having to do with money and infrastructure.
But you didn't say anything like that.
Well, it was on the tip of my tongue.
He rushes over to the kitchen in the dark apartment and... Wait. Just kidding. Hey, Tertia, do you have any candles?
Would you like lilac, chamomile, ginger antioxidant, mandarin orange, Cantonese orange, Cambodian orange, Vietnamese orange, Laotian orange, jasmine, mint, medley, mint, melody, mint, polyphony, ginseng ginkgo, ginkgo echinacea, bilboa balboa, or Earl Grey?
Wow, they have a candle that smells like Earl Grey?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about tea. For candles, I have vanilla, daisy, lavender, patchouli, tulip, nak champa, rose petal, CKB, coconut passion, or opium ecstasy.
Hmm. Vanilla and coconut, please. Oh, and get that Ernest Goes to Camp video and the polenta.
Okay, dude. Be back in a jiff.
This is scary. I hate having no lights. I wish I had gotten an apartment with windows. Oh my god. My refrigerator is probably off. Okay, not to panic. Radishes are okay. Tomatoes. Okay, okay. Oh my god, the lettuce is getting limp! Oh man, what's the point? This is a really tough situation. How am I going to get the $30 to turn the power back on? Oh, it's probably Tertia with the candles. Hey, Oh. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Bobo! How was the show today? Say, how come is it it's so freaking dark in here?
Well, Ed, actually, I...
Well, you know, last night, I was with these two really hot broads, eh? And one of them says, it says to me...
Oh!
Hey, are you all right? You really should be more careful there, Bobo. Why in tarnation is it so friggin' dark in here?
Well, what I was trying to tell you before, Ed.
Say, you know what I did the other day? Yeah, come here, come here. I got sober for about 2 or 3 days.
Yeah?
And I went down to the sperm bank on 3rd and 22nd.
Yeah?
They made me fill out a form, stuck a tube down the old urethra.
Oh.
And boom! Ha! I'm $30 richer!
How much did you say?
$30! Can you believe it? I mean... Old Ed McMahon here has to do about 3 seconds of work and kaboom! That's $10 a second, baby! It's too bad you can only come back twice a week or I could be on payroll for life.
That's it! That's the answer to my problems!
What's it? You're talking funny talk, Bobo. Well, I gotta go meet these chicks I met at the liquor store. I'll watch your show at 4 a.m. as always, and I'll prepare a critique for the morning.
Wow, thanks, Ed. Hey, that $30 is just what I need to turn the power back on. I'd better go before that clinic closes.
Hey, Bob, I got everything.
Oh, hey, Tertia, thanks for those candles, but I gotta go. Sorry.
Well, I guess it's back to the Martin Short movie marathon and a tub of dried papaya. Ha 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 ha!
Did we pull out of something?
Oh, yeah, we did. Hey, this is being brought to you by Chip Sausages.
Chip Sausages. Made from sausage and chips. And technical difficulties, please stand by. In 5, 4, 3, and we're back.
Voila. Don't those pate truffles look good? Okay, folks, that does it for today. See you next time when I'll show you how to make Lithuanian-style pork and beans. Bye-bye now. Voila.
And we're clear.
Wow. That was an even more spectacular show than the last one. I'm telling you guys, we're going to get picked up by the networks any day now. I could just feel it. What do you say there, Philo?
Sure, Bob. See ya. Oh, and don't call me that.
Okay. Well, guess it's time for a little drink. Hi, Mom.
I'd like a hamburger.
Yep, today I made pate truffles. Of course, I whipped the butter. Hey, Mom, I had a really great adventure yesterday. My power got shut off, and I needed $30 to get it back on. So I went down to... I mean, my friend gave me some money so I could turn the power back on. Yeah, it was pretty scary and dangerous. No, Mom, I'm a big guy now. I can take care of myself. I love you too, Mom. Bye. Oh, hey, Tertia. I knew it was you. What's up?
Hey, Bob. Who were those thugs that just came out of your room? Are you okay?
No, Tertia. Those were the people on the camera crew. They were here yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Say, Bob, are your lights back on, or is it something I ate?
Yes, sirree me. They're on all right. Today I went on down to that,
Hey, Bob, this morning I was feeling really lonely, and then I had this really groovy idea. I thought, what I need is a loyal companion who I can feed and watch grow. I figured I could get some fish, but then I had a really good idea. I went down to that sperm bank on 3rd and 22nd. You know that one?
Uh-huh.
I went down there and I saw some, like, profiles of people that had, you know, donated. And I saw one that was a young, aspiring chef. Just like you. Neat, huh?
Yeah, that's really neat, Tersh.
And then they said that guy had just come in the day before, and I said, wow, a fresh cook? What more could I ask for? So they popped it in, and voila, I've got one in the oven. I'm pregnant, Bob.
Congratulations. It's so fun and easy to make a delicious meal. It's good, it's fun, and really delicious to make a delicious meal. Voila!
Hey there, all you freaky freaks of nature and sultry sea hags. Looking for someone to haunt, howl, hang, just hang out with? Look no further. Signing up for Growler can match you with whoever you desire to spend your lurking late nights with. All abhorred creatures and abominations are welcome and guaranteed a suitor in their first week. Sign up today and get your growl on.
Tersh's World.
And then they said that guy had just come in the day before, and I said, wow, a fresh cook? What more could I ask for? So they popped it in, and voila, I've got one in the oven. I'm pregnant, Bob.
Congratulations, Tertia. That wraps up our previously on, and now an episode of Tertia's World. We are in Tersh's apartment. There is sitar music playing in the background. There are tapestries covering the wall, and candles are surrounding her of every kind. They are all lit, and she is in deep meditation. Wait, let her meditate for a second.
Oh my god.
Bring!
Oh. Okay. Tertia! Hi, Mom.
Don't call
Mom. No, Mom, I didn't meet any cute boys since yesterday.
Did you go to the post office like I suggested?
Stop it, Mom. I'm trying to get in touch with my inner self.
Well, I'd like you to get in touch with an outer self.
No, Mom, for my own inner self is just fine.
You're fine. Aren't you in your apartment never leaving just to look at candles?
Look, Mom, I gotta go. The toast is burning, or I'm having a stroke. Either way, better than talking to you. Bye.
She hangs up the phone, lights some incense, and smudges herself vigorously. She calms down a little and gets back into her lotus position to meditate.
Ah! Enter!
Oh, hey there, Tertia. What's swinging?
Hi, Ed.
Hey, Tertia, you seem kind of down. Are You okay?
Well, Ed, the fact is I...
Hey, have you ever seen that movie Rain Man? I love that movie. That guy Dusty Hoffman, he really does a good job impersonating a moron, don't you think?
I've never seen it.
Yeah, you know, I was at the laundromat the other day, and there was these two broads making out. It was awesome! I couldn't take my eyes off those broads, and so as a result, I let my plastic boxers melt in the dryer. Oh, well. Take the good with the bad, am I right, Tersha?
Ed, both you and I know that you wouldn't have come here if you didn't want something.
Tersha, you see through me like a chick's blouse.
Let me guess. You want some of my tea tree aloe lubricant again?
Bingo! Ugh,
be right back.
Tersha exits through a bead curtain. Ed systematically sniffs every candle in the room. Tersha comes back with the lotion in her hand.
Mm. Here you go. You can keep the bottle.
Thanks, Tersha. Hey, you're a doll. I'll see ya.
Exit Ed. Tersha smudges herself again, trying to regain composure. She sits back down on the floor and gets into a meditative state for a moment.
What? Come in.
Hey, Tersh, how's it going? I had a great show today, maybe the best one ever. We made strawberry kiwi bonbons. They turned out fantastic. I really think the crew is starting to warm up to me, you know?
Bob, I'm in a period of intense pain.
Oh, gotcha. Can I interest you in a hot toddy, then? Or some St. John's wort? Might all Nuprin tampon?
No, Bob. Not that kind of period of intense pain. In fact, that's the only kind of period I want right now.
I don't get it, Tersha. What's wrong?
I'm pregnant, Bob. I told you that yesterday.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. But I thought you wanted to be pregnant.
I did, but, well, no, I guess I don't. I mean, I still do, but, well, I guess I'm just kind of confused.
Tersha, it's clear to me exactly what your problem is. Do you have any rice milk? I need to make myself a quick horchata.
Yes, I mean, you do. I mean, it is.
Yeah. Absolutely. You have a burning need for unconditional companionship and love, but you don't have the self-confidence... Oh, that is good. To raise a delicate living thing from infancy to maturity. I suggest some practice.
Yes, I mean, what do you mean? I mean, I know exactly what you mean. I mean, what do you mean by practice?
You should get a puppy. It's like a little kid, except not such a big deal. You could raise it, see what it's like to take care of something, but you wouldn't have to worry about screwing up my kid. I mean, your kid.
Wow, that sounds so groovy. I feel the bad energy dissolving from my body. Wow, yeah, Bob, I'll get a puppy.
Awesome. I'll give you a ride. Let's go.
Tersha's World.
Exterior day shot of the apartment with theme music. I just like to. Okay, now we see the interior of Tersha's apartment. She's sitting on her couch playing with her new puppy.
Let's see. George Harrison. Here, Georgie. Come here, Hurtin'. No, that's not right. Oh, I know. Jerry Garcia, come here, Gargar. Time for walkies, Jerry Pie. No, that won't work either. I just don't know what to name you. Come in.
It's Darlene, the southern neighbor.
Hello there, Tersha Bell.
Hi, Darlene. This is my new puppy.
Oh, wow, that is absolutely the cutest thing I've seen in my entire life. Hello there, Schnookums. Goochie, goochie, goo. Why aren't you just the cutest little thing? I could swallow you up like Jonah with that big old whale. Yes, you are, little thing.
I'm trying to think of a name for it. I mean, him.
Well, you know, Tersha, I can think of just one thing I think of when I see this precious little puppy.
What is it? Dave? Alvin? Theodore? What?
Dairy Queen. I tell you what, Tertia, if I had this little angel, I would only name him one thing, and that's Dairy Queen.
Yep.
Why? Just look at him.
Yeah, Darlene. I see now that you're right. This dog's name is Dairy Queen. Thank you, Darlene, for showing me the truth.
Yep.
Now, might I interest you in some lemon chamomile chill-out tea?
Ha, ha, ha!
Oh, shoot, Tertia. We don't have time for any of that. I came to pick you up for work. Mr. Schlumheimer's healthy juice is going to be mad if you're late again.
Yeah, I was so caught up in this whole puppy thing that I forgot about my, like, job. Okay, Derry, I gotta go to work now. I'll be back in, like, 8 hours, okay? Just stay here and, make yourself at home, I guess?
Yep!
Bye.
Exit Darlene and Tertia. Fade to black. They come back into the apartment. It is nighttime outside. Tertia turns on the lights.
Oh, what a day at the office, huh, Tert?
If I have to cut one more blade of wheatgrass, I swear. Hey, what's that smell? Dairy. Wait a minute. Oh, my God. Dairy Queen pooped on my Robbie Shanker records. No.
Jeez, Tertia, it looks like you just learned the hard way that mothering ain't all it's cracked up to be.
I sure did, Darlene. I sure did.
Exterior day shot of the apartment building with theme music. Inside, Tertia is happily feeding some fish, and the phone rings. Bring, bring!
Tertia!
Yes, Mother.
Oh, hey, Mom.
Hello to you, too.
I see.
Yes, Mother. As a matter of fact, I did meet a couple of cute boys.
We're from the surprising.
Yeah, they're in my apartment right now.
That's a little obscene.
Yeah, you're right, Mom.
Hold on!
Pause.
Take two. Phone rings.
Huh?
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, way too much.
I can't believe you're trying to silence women.
Ring, ring, ring!
Hey, Tertia!
Right.
Hi, Mom.
Right.
Yes, Mother. As a matter of fact, I did meet a couple of cute boys.
What's the problem?
Yeah, they're in my apartment right now.
What's the shooting for?
Yeah, you're right, Mom. We don't want to keep them waiting.
Oh my God, that's not really a show. We're fine.
Talk to you later. Bye, Mom. Enter!
Hey, how's it going, Tersh? Do you want a Mai Tai? I hauled out a pineapple. I just made myself a Mai Tai. You want me to haul you out one?
Well, I don't want to steal it if it's your Tai.
Well, okay. That's fine. It's really good, actually. You know, oh man, it was really good. Hold on. I got to go make myself another one. I'll be right back. Okay, so anyway, how's it going?
I'm all right. You know, I actually had one of the best days of my existence today. First, I went to the pound and got rid of that stupid dog. Then I went to the pet store and got these cute little fish.
Oh, wow. That's great, Tersh.
Yeah. And then I went to the clinic and got a groovy abortion.
What? I mean, congratulations. I mean, neat.
Oh no, your tie. But yeah, it was really neat. Say, can I come over for a kiwi banana smoothie?
Absolutely. Do you want that with or without a fetus?
Tertia's World!
Brought to you by Meredith Sour Pickles. Pickles so sour, they're downright unpleasant. Yes, our friends down at Meredith Sour Pickles use the choicest unripe limes, pure citric acid, and the bitterest of feelings to make these unbearable sour pickles. So next time you visit your local grocer, won't you inquire about Meredith Sour Pickles? Meredith Sour Pickles. If you try them, you won't try them again.
Meredith's Sour Pickles.
Jaco, Billy, and Rasputin, or A Guy in Two Rocks. Opening sequence. Jaco and the other two rocks, and the two rocks are in various places having fun to theme music, eating ice cream, pizza, playing video games, and sitting and watching the sunset. Love my rocks. I love my rocks. Pizza! Guy and two rocks. Interior day of the basement of Jaco's room slash office. There is a desk covered with papers, old fast food packaging, a Rolodex, a toolbox, a radio, and two rocks. There is also a cot, a fridge, and a stove. Jaco is eating a burger, listening to sports on the radio.
Come on, Johnson. Stop playing such a wussy. Let's go, you idiots. No, work as a team. Work as a team. I've got $50 riding on the stand. No. Damn it.
He throws the radio across the room. He sits in silence for a moment. He finishes his burger. And he picks up his two rocks. He mimes with them as if they are speaking to him.
You guys would never turn on me like that, would you? Would you, Billy?
No, Jaco. We wouldn't do anything like that to you. We're your real friends.
What about you, Rasputin?
No way, Jaco. We love you. You're the coolest, toughest, smartest, most sexiest.
The buzzer rings. Jaco, flustered, puts the rocks down.
Come in.
Enter Bob. He's wearing an apron, holding a garlic press.
Hey there, Jaco. How's it hanging, dude?
Oh, it's good. Bob, right?
Yeah, Bob. Listen, I got an avocado seed stuck in my garbage disposal, and I wondered if...
No problem, boss. Doctor is in. Show me where it hurts.
Cool. Let's go. He's gone. Now's our chance to make a break for it.
Don't you get it, Billy? We're rocks. We can't move.
Well, that's no reason to give up hope. Come on, think. How can we escape?
Damn it, Billy, I can't think of anything.
You have to try harder, Rasputin. We can't come up with a plan just like that. Look, you and I are both over 10 billion years old. Doesn't that tell you something?
Yes. It tells me we're frigging rocks.
You just don't get it, do you, Rasputin? You and I are going to get out of here, dead or alive.
We're not dead or alive, Billy. We're frigging rocks!
Rasputin, if you're just going to be contradictory like this all day, then I really don't see the point in us talking at all.
Well, I don't either.
Well, I guess I just won't say anything then.
Suits me.
Fine.
Fine.
If we were to somehow catch a breeze from the window, then we might fall on the floor.
Billy, will you stop it? There's no way we are getting out of here, so please, just
shh, shh, shh. He's coming.
Enter Jaco. He puts down his toolbox and picks up the radio from the floor. He sits down with it and starts flipping through the channels.
Oh, goddamn radio. Nothing but crap. Who the hell is this friggin' lady? Tom Brokaw? Oh, now this is some 12-year-old teeny Sasquatch crap. Oh, like I really want to hear Black Magic Woman again. Who the hell do these people think they are? Friggin' Beatles? No, next. Oh, great. Another Beatles song. You know, I could puke. This is... Hey, wait, this is the same bubblegum bulb pucky as before. Get it together, folks. Don't just play the same friggin' song on two different stations. That's just stupid.
He throws the radio across the room again. The buzzer goes off.
Come in.
Hey, Jaco.
Oh, hey there, Tertia. What can I do you for?
Well, I was taking a bath, and I think I put in too many scented bath beads, and I think I, like, clogged the drain.
Well, of course you did. Let me just grab some Drano. Okay, Tertia, the doctor is in.
Okay, now's our chance. Run for it!
Billy, you are an idiot.
Rasputin insulting me won't get us out of here any faster.
Nothing is going to get us out of here any faster, Billy. Must I remind you again that we're frigging rocks?
You know something, Rasputin? You have gotten yourself into a state of mind that you can't get out of.
Look who's talking.
I am.
Well, stop.
Fine, I will.
Fine.
Fine.
Who did that woman think she was dressed like that? Does she think this is India?
Actually, I quite liked her ensemble. Any outfit with more than one Guatemalan tapestry has the thumbs up from me.
You have no taste.
You're the one with no taste. If it were up to you, everyone would be wearing, like, cardigans and neckties.
Oh, yeah? Well, if it were up to you, everyone would be walking around in hemp and sequins. No, no, no! Take it again!
You're the one with no taste. If it were up to you, everyone would be wearing cardigans and neckties.
Oh, yeah? Well, if it were up to you, everyone would be walking around in sequins and hemp.
Well, look, let's just drop it, okay?
Fine.
Fine.
Enter Jocko. He sits down and starts working on a big painting of the two rocks. He paints for a while. Then the buzzer rings.
Hello. The door is open.
Enter Ed. He looks guilty.
Hey, Ed, how's it going, man? Have a seat. Grab yourself a beer.
Hey, thanks, Jocko.
He gets a beer and sits down. There's a moment of silence as Jocko touches up the painting.
Man, what you working on there, Jocko?
Oh, well, it's nothing. It's just a little, project I've been working on,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I like it. Is that a painting of those two rocks?
Jocko gets uncomfortable and puts the rocks into a drawer.
Yeah, actually, it is a painting of those two rocks. You know, no big deal. It's not like it's important to me or anything like that. Yeah.
So the Giants, they just lost that big game, huh?
Yeah, I just lost $50 on that game. I kept hollering at the radio, telling them to play at a team, and...
Yeah. Johnson was playing like such a wussy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said, yeah.
Listen, Jocko, I didn't come down here just to chit-chat.
Oh, yeah, I see. You've got a problem for the doctor, I bet. Lay it on me.
Last night I was out at Slimy Slim's talking to these two out-of-this-world stewardesses, like, boom-ba-boom. And one of them bets me she can drink me under the table. Well, to make a long story short, I ended up puking on her bosoms in a taxi cab. Not pretty, so I went home and I really had to go.
I'm not sure I want to ask this, but what do you mean, go, exactly?
Number two.
Uh-huh.
And, well, the toilet. It seemed kind of high, but I didn't worry about it. And then when I went to shave this morning, my sink was clogged.
Well, it's a dirty job. Yeah, I'm your man. Let's go.
Thanks, Jocko.
Great. Now we're in a frigging drawer.
Well, at least it's a change of environment.
Shut up, Billy.
Boy, I can't believe that guy pooped in his sink.
It's no wonder. Did you see his shirt? He must think he's in the Navy.
Yeah, maybe he's a pirate.
Shut up, Billy.
Did you know the price of gas went up to $2 a gallon yesterday?
Why should I care? I'm a rock. I don't even know how to drive. Well, it is a fossil fuel. Get it? Fossil fuel because of rocks. Woo!
I wish I could kill you.
Too bad I'm a friggin' rock, huh? Got you on that one, huh? Please, God, change me back into the hot magma from whence I came and deliver me from this sedimentary moron. Oh, okay. There you go, bringing my family history into it again. You know what? I'm not ashamed to be sedimentary, you know. I'm proud. Proud! Just because you're igneous doesn't make you so special. Oh, sure. It must be great to be made out of layered mud. Oh. Okay, Rasputin, we both know that I'm very sensitive about this subject, so let's just drop it, okay? Fine. Enter Jocko. He sits down and takes the rocks out of a drawer. He sets them down exactly as they were before. He stares at them for a while, and then he picks up the phone and makes a call.
Hi, Ma. Yeah, it's Jocko. Yeah, don't worry. I took care of the windows. Everything's working fine. Everybody paid the rent on time and everything. Yeah, so how are they treating you down there?
Good, sucks.
Oh, bad food, huh? Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Ma. How about I cook up some nice veal scallopini for you? I'll bring it down home first thing in the morning. All right, Ma.
I'm allergic to shellfish, you dunce.
I will work on that. Okay, Ma. Bye. Love you. Bye. Yeah, who is it?
Enter Darlene. Jocko stands up, excited.
Oh, well, hello, Miss Darlene. How are you doing today?
Hello, Mr. Jocko. It is so good to be once again in your company.
Yeah, well, it's good to be in your company too, Miss Darlene.
My, what pretty rocks. Why, I declare those to be the most interesting rocks of the season.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty nice rocks. I just found them, you know. It's not like they're my pet rocks or anything. I mean, that would be weird to be totally obsessed with them, right? Because if it's not, I am. I mean, I'm gonna stop.
You know, those rocks were mighty pretty on my windowsill. Say, would it be any trouble if I stole those little guys from you?
Well, I mean, you know, sure, why not? I mean, it's not like they're my best friends or any. Yeah, go anything for you, Miss Darlene. Go ahead and take them.
Why, thank you, Jocko.
Free at last. Quiet.
Did you say something?
Me? No.
Oh, and, Jocko, could you do me one more itsy-bitsy favor?
Oh, of course, Miss Darlene. Anything for you.
Well, so I was cooking up some of my mama's fried chicken and some fried dough and some onion rings.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah, well, some of the grease started splatting around, as it does, you know. And, well, one thing led to another, and I believe my kitchen is, yeah, it's still on fire. Yeah. So could you maybe come upstairs and put it out for me?
Oh. Okay, yeah, Miss Darlene, the doctor is... Wait, I'm sorry, did you say your kitchen is on fire?
Yeah, fire.
Why didn't you say that sooner? Let's go.
Whoa!
Exit Darlene and Jocko in a rush. We see the empty room for a while. Finally, Jocko comes back, sweaty and charred, with fire extinguisher in hand.
Oh, man, I really thought I was getting somewhere with Miss Darlene, but all she wanted was my labor and my rocks. This sucks!
He picks up the radio and throws it across the room again.
No one really even likes me. Those damn rocks are my only friend. How pathetic is that? And even they were despondent as best. Everyone else just wants me to fix something. What is it now?
Everyone comes in. One, two, three.
Surprise! Surprise!
What is this?
Hey, we just wanted to throw you a party, Jocko, to show you our appreciation for all the great work you've done for us.
Yeah, man, you've been a groovy superintendent.
Yeah, and besides that, we think you're a really great guy.
Yeah, we love you, Jocko.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks, everybody. I don't know what to say, guys. I guess I do have some real friends.
Come on, guys. Let's go up to my place for frozen mango daiquiris.
Ice cream and pizza with my two rocks. Oh, I love those rocks so much. I'm Jocko.
Hi there. Hi. It's great to see you. It's a cold, scary world. I would know. I used to be cold and scared. I used to leave the house wearing camo, head to toe. I used to wet myself at the sight of a surveillance camera. I used to wear decoy teeth in case an unscrupulous dentist tried to steal my teeth. But I don't do that anymore. That's because I eat Bert's oatmeal. I'm eating Bert's oatmeal right now. Thank you, Bert. Your email is very good, no? I'm not scared of cameras anymore. My name is Bert Kennedy, and I approve this message. Boop, 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 boop.
Daring, darling, Darlene! Oh yeah, Darlene is Hannah. So she's just catching up, you know. Some people...
Alright.
Okay. Oh, so, exterior day shot. We are in Darlene's... It's an interior day shot is what it is. We're in Darlene's apartment. Now, if you didn't listen last week, there was this guy named Jocko, and he had two rocks. Those two rocks now live in Darlene's apartment. Darlene has lots of cozy things in her apartment, very sort of southern artifacts, and she's a little confused. She's asking questions. Okay, do you have something you'd like to share with the rest of the group?
I'm still Rasputin, right?
No, you're Darlene, and somebody else is Rasputin.
Last time I was Rasputin.
Oh, yeah, he's Rasputin. Hmm?
What? I didn't say that. Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, then why is it in the script?
Minor casting difference.
It was written a while ago.
Here, you can read mine.
Sorry, folks. Little identity crisis.
Just having a moment.
Aren't we all just two rocks?
We're not.
I am.
Actually, we're living on a floating rock.
True, true.
I'm just one brain cell.
I have my thing. But.
Right, actually, but that is incorrect.
Okay. Let me just move my mic. Can I do that?
Sometimes it feels like I have one.
Can you prove that, okay, Savvy? Can
you? Yes, because prokaryote, eukaryote.
Oh, no, we're getting okay. Sciencey.
Enter Darlene into her apartment. She is singing.
I am.
Oh, she's in the shower singing.
La, 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 la.
We see a shot of the two rocks.
I am so glad that we got out of that dark basement. This place looks like heaven in comparison.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, come on, Rasputin. This is no time for your cynical antics. We have a great view of the cars going by like little pebbles on the street. Lots of sunshine with no creepy guys staring at us all the time. What could be better?
Well, if you would stop your incessant yapping, that might be better.
Ha ha, very funny, Rasputin. Just you... You know, as much as you complain, I don't know what you'd do without me.
You know what I would do? Nothing. I'm a rock.
There you go again, with that deftest attitude. You know, if you could let go for just a second...
Shh. She's coming.
Enter Darlene, wearing multiple towels and singing Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Ding dong dong, it's a ding ding dong.
Oh, no, don't come in. I'm not decent.
She comes out, she races into her room and comes out fully dressed in an instant. She is then unsatisfied with her outfit and does the same trick again. Ding! Finally, she answers the door. It's Bob wearing jogging gear and jogging in place.
Oh, why, hello, Bob.
Hi, Darlene. I was just about to go for a jog, and, well, I thought I would stop by, you know, just to say hi.
Oh. Well, hi. Bless your heart. That was a wonderful dinner you cooked last night. Bob,
You can cook a pork loin like no other man I've ever met.
Oh, why, thank you, Darlene.
Say, Bob, what do you say I cook for you tonight?
Well, that sounds great, Darlene.
How does crawfish etouffee sound?
That sounds great.
8 o'clock.
I'll be there. Oh, my heart rate's up. Okay, gotta go. Bye, Darlene. See you tonight. Clunk.
Bye, Bob.
Ring, ring.
Hello? Hi, Mama. I'm doing okay. I like my job. I already told you, Mama, I work at a juice bar. No, no, it's not like a regular bar. We only serve juice. I don't know, Mama, but these Yankees seem to like it. So how's the farm? Well, that's just great, Mama. You really are catching up to the times down there. I met this guy, Mama, and I really think we have something. Both love to cook, and he's so nice, Mama. Could I have your crawfish etouffee recipe? Yes, I'll hold.
Ding dong!
Oh. Come on in, Tertia. I'm just waiting for this recipe.
Hey. Whoa, these are some intensely groovy rocks.
Pretty neat, huh? I got them from Jacko downstairs.
Ew, is that guy creepy or what?
I don't know. I think he's a sweetheart. In a creepy sort of way. Not that I'd ever... Hello? Mom? Yes, Mama, I'm still holding. Yes, Mama, I'll continue to hold. What were we talking about?
Darlene, I need to share something with you.
Share something? Why, Tertia, it sounds like you're in love. Huh? Who's the lucky gentleman?
Well, it's Bob.
What? But
Yeah, he just stopped by my house, and he said you guys were having dinner, so I sort of invited myself.
But he's...
Well, the thing is, Darlene, I thought I could just, you know, squeeze my way into your little friendly gathering and sort of make some waves, if you know what I mean.
Well, Tersh, tonight, I kind of wanted it to be... Hello? Mama? Make it to serve three.
Exterior night shot of the apartment. We hear some theme music. Now we're inside with Rasputin and Billy.
You know what the problem is around here?
Your constant high-pitched meowing.
Nothing exciting ever happens.
Now there, I couldn't agree with you more.
I mean, all we do is watch this girl sing and entertain her hippie friend.
Well, they are fighting over that guy right now. That is a certain melodramatic eventfulness to it.
Yeah, but we're over 10 billion years old. That kind of stuff is a dime a dozen. Now picture this. What if Gamera came crashing through the window, just trashed the place? Now that would be exciting. All right!
Billy, that was a figure of your imagination.
Dang, that would be perfect!
La 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 la.
Enter Darlene. She's singing, of course. She happily sniffs her etouffee and removes it from the oven. She grumpily sets the table for three. There is a knock at the door. She eagerly gets it. It's Bob.
Well, hi, Bob. Come on right in.
Thanks, Darlene. Wow, smells really great in here. Mind if I check out your setup?
Sure, Bob. Would you care for a glass of wine?
Sure, Darlene, thanks. Say, this stuff looks great. You're a great cook, Darlene.
Oh, so are you, Bob. Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, no. Oh, I wouldn't want to tear you away from the kitchen. I'll get it. Don't worry. Oh, hi, Tertia.
Hi, Bob.
Oh, how was your day?
Oh, it was great. I went to this great juice bar on 5th and 33rd Street.
Dinner is served.
I think Bobo should get with Darlene.
What? Who said that?
Of course, Tertia was pregnant with Bob's baby, so that counts for something.
What?
What?
Say, where are those mysterious voices coming from?
It's us, horsey set. The Rocks.
I knew there was something weird about them rocks.
Welcome to reality, sweetheart. Where'd you get that outfit? Marshall's or Kmart?
Oh, well, I never.
Oh, man, fighting over Bob with my best friend, talking rocks. This is too much for one day.
Well, I'm still not satisfied with all... This is all old hat to me.
Oh, my God!
The door is kicked down. Enter three aliens with guns. We are from the planet Zarquan. We have come to abduct and probe the lot of you, so if you would just come with us quietly, then we won't kill you all here and now.
All right! Now this is the kind of thing I'm talking about!
Say, nice rocks. We'll take them too.
Yeah!
Billy, you idiot, we're gonna get probed.
Darlene produces a large handgun and shoots the aliens.
Take that.
Your weapons are useless against us. Now, if you could just please hurry this up, because I'm illegally parked.
Well, I guess I have no choice. I've done all I can.
Say, Darlene, where'd you learn to shoot like that?
Oh. It's just something my daddy taught me.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's probably, like, pro-life, too.
Well, at least I don't go around getting knocked up by test tubes.
Ladies, ladies, please. This is going nowhere. Number one, number two, administer the tranquilizers.
Okay, boss.
What do you say?
He said administer the tranquilizers.
What's on the banister?
Administer the tranquilizers.
Oh, I'll get the tarantulas.
Tranquilizers! Tranquilizers! We don't even have tarantulas on our planet!
Oh, tranquilizers. I think I left them on the ship.
Moss, number two left the tranquilizers on the ship.
Yes, I heard him, you idiot. Just point your guns at them and tell them to come with us.
Pointing my gun. Come with us.
Or we'll blow your brains out. Say that.
Or we'll blow your brains out.
Hey, guys, it's cool, okay? It's cool. Oh, why does everything have to be so difficult? I told everyone right off the bat that if we wanted to break into their house, then it would be... Gamera smashes in through the window and trashes the place. That wraps up that particular little vignette that we are presenting to you here today from the Weird People Show.
Melt meal, the meal that melts. Yes, just a few short minutes in the microwave, clothes dryer, or conventional oven, and melt meal melts into an edible puddle. Spoon it, mop it, or suck it with a straw. You've got to clean it up somehow. Yes, melt meal, the meal that melts.
And PetBot. PetBot uses patented algorobotic technology to anticipate your pet, cat, dog, or possum's undesirable behavior and make appropriate adjustments to your reality so you don't have to. PetBot's combination of suction, time travel, and electroshock therapy ensures that you can relax and ignore your pet entirely. PetBot, another solution forced upon the world by Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
And now I present to you Ed the Man's Man. Interior shot of Ed's apartment. Velvet and cologne throughout. Various sailing pictures on the walls. There are scent bottles everywhere. A small disco bottle hangs from the ceiling. Ed is sitting on the couch with Mary, who is chewing gum.
So I said, listen, honey, I know how to crimp. I've been doing this for 4 whole months. So just sit back and enjoy. So what if most of her hair went up in flames? She was a snout, snootity, snoot, snoutity, snout anyway.
Snoot, snout. Listen, Maud.
Mary.
Mary, I'm sorry. Listen, what say we, watch this movie? The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay, sure. Whatever.
I love this movie.
Cute.
Mind if I,
Get away from me, you jerk! I'm out of here!
There goes another one.
Bring, bring.
Oh, God, it's that stupid phone again. Yeah, talk to me. Oh, hi, Ma. What's going on? No, no, everything's fine here. What's the matter? Aliens? Ma, have you been reading those magazines again? What did I tell you about those? Yeah, that's right. Now throw that magazine away right now. Mom, I can hear when you're faking it. Now throw it away for real. Thank you. Mom, my neighbors are fine. I promise you they haven't been abducted by aliens. No, I haven't talked to them today, but... Look, Mom, why don't you just take some Xanax and take a nap? Okay, and I don't want to hear any more tall tales. Okay, Mom? Okay, bye, Mommy. I love you lots, too. Ugh, aliens. Is that the door? Hello? Tersha, are you there?
She's
Darlene,
knocking on doors. She's knocking on doors.
Bring that sweet booty out here. Bobbo! Hey, Bobbo! You beating it in there? Raging boner! Ow!
Woo!
Oh, God. Well, time to make myself another whiskey on the rocks. With a wine cooler back. So what if they're not home? They're probably at work or something. Which reminds me, I've got to get back to my job. Picking up sleazy broads!
So I said, hold still, lady.
Oh.
Excuse me, I was telling you to do the narration job that you so graciously took.
We don't need it in this case. I crossed it out.
Okay.
So go ahead.
I had a frog in my throat. So I said, hold still, lady. And she said, what a girl like you doing at a Macy's perfume counter? And she puts her eye right in front of my Chanel No. 5 bottle while I'm spraying it. What a dummy. Then she says, I'm getting your name. Where's your manager? But she was blind at that point. So she couldn't read my name tag, so I just punched her in the face, and I knocked her out, and told my boss she had a seizure. So, how come you hang out at the laundromat all the time?
I like to keep my whites white. You want a drink?
Why, sure. What have you got?
Well, I have whiskey, or a variety of wine coolers.
Actually, never mind.
Oh, okay. Wanna watch a movie?
Sure. What movie?
Empire Strikes Back.
Well, fine, I guess.
I have to rewind it. All right, there it is. Let's press play on this baby. I love this movie. Well, hey, you mind if I lean in a little closer here, sweetheart? You're from England, right? Why don't I? Oh!
Get off me! Why even come up here?
I gotta turn this frickin' movie off again. I'm never gonna see how it ends with these broads. Gah! Dang, another one off the fisherman's hook. I need some better bait. I mean, I haven't gotten laid since high school. She was blind and deaf. Boy, if I had my druthers, all the girls would want a piece of me. Wow, what a refreshing catnap. Hey, I live on a houseboat. This is awesome. I gotta go fishing. Oh my god, I'm getting a bite already. Oh, this rocks. Who could that be? No one ever visits me.
He rigs up the pole, being bitten at wildly. He answers the door. It's a girl in a bikini holding a bottle of whiskey and a six-pack of wine coolers.
Hi. Do I know you?
No, Ed, but do I know you? I've heard all about you down to the laundromat. I believe these are your favorite beverages.
Listen, honey, I think you've got the wrong, Wait a minute, what am I saying? Come on in, make yourself at home.
You want to watch Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah, in a minute, honey. I've got a really big fish on the end of this line. Ugh!
All right, Ed. I'll make us some drinks, but don't keep me waiting for too long.
No problem, babe. Just make those drinks and I'll have this puppy in a second. Dang! Ugh. All right, I'm coming.
Hi. Are you Ed?
Well, yes, I am.
Well, I've wanted to meet you for a long, long, long time. I've waited for you at the laundromat all day. But finally someone told me how to find you. I brought whiskey and wine coolers. Your favorite, right?
She walks in, giggling with girl one. Ed gets back to the fishing pole, fighting the fish.
This is weird. Weird but good.
Ed! Let's watch Empire Strikes Back!
All right. Hold on a minute, ladies. I've almost got this darn fish inside.
Come on, Ed. We want to cuddle.
Ladies, please. Oh, jeez. What is it now? Hold this pole for me, will ya?
The girls giggle as he gets the door. It's five more girls in bikinis, all with whiskey and wine coolers.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
Which nobody can deny.
Thank you, ladies. Oh, wow. All right.
Come on, Ed.
What's your Empire Strikes Back?
Would you rub some of this lotion on me?
Oh my god.
Ed finally reels the fish in. It's Bob.
Oh, hi, Ed. I got this fishing hook stuck in my nipple. Will you help me get it out?
Ah, to hell with fishing.
He throws the pole out the window, hitting Bob on the head. He then buries himself in the pile of giggling girls.
Woo! Oh my god, Ed.
Then there is a knock on the door. He tries to ignore it, but the knocker is persistent. Finally, he gets out of the pile and answers the door. There seems to be no one there.
I'll be right back, ladies. Hey, who's there? Dang, kids, I'm gonna catch you one of these days. You know I was making out this time? Making out! Grow some private parts, then come back to me, you stupid kids. You little prepubescent, disrespectful, immature, dummy-faced!
Look down, Captain Cracker.
Oh my god! It's a rock! It's just a rock. Why are you talking?
Speech is a curse I've had to live with for about 3 billion years, and I'd appreciate it if you didn't rub it in.
Look, I'd really like to chat, Mr. Rock, but I'm, sort of having a typical male fantasy right now, and I'd like to get back to it. Look out, ladies! Uncle Ed is back! Rah! Ow!
He does a belly flop onto the empty girls where the floor once was.
Where'd all the girls go? I was just about to...
Dip this whistle stick, drive the train into the tunnel, knock the boots, tie the hog, tickle the canary, transform the hippo into a giraffe.
At first, I knew exactly what you were talking about. Now I have no idea.
I've come to warn you, Ed. Your friends are in grave danger. Well, at least moderate danger. Well, they're definitely in danger immediately of getting probed deeply. Actually, I know for a fact that's already happened.
What are you talking about, little talking rock?
You may refer to me as Rasputin.
Okay, but I still don't know what you're saying.
Listen to me, Ensign Insecurity. Your friends have been abducted by extraterrestrials, and they are being held now in a vessel at a secret location.
Could you talk a little slower, Mr. Rock? I'm going to make a whiskey wine cooler. You want one?
Oh, I only get to travel astrally once a millennium, and I go into the dream of a sex-crazed moron. This is a waste of my time.
Eddie, you've outdone yourself this time. Now, Rock Guy, what were you saying?
There's a loud knocking at the door. Ed wakes up in the real world.
Huh?
He gets up to open the door.
I'm coming! I'm coming!
It's Jocko.
Ed. I felt a disturbance in the astral plane. Is everything all right?
Jeez, everybody's acting so weird today. It must have been something I didn't eat.
Look, Ed. Can I come in? I think something very bad is happening.
Come on in. Sorry, I'm a bit out of it. I was just having a little cat nap. Care for a wine cooler?
You were sleeping? Did you dream about one of my rocks?
One of your rocks? Why the hell would I... How did you know that?
I knew it! Ed, I sense a catastrophe at large. Neither Bob, nor Tertia, nor Darlene have been home all day.
So what? Maybe they're out of town.
Bob missed the filming of his cooking show, and both Tertia and Darlene have been receiving inquiring calls from their boss.
How do you know so much all of a sudden?
That's a good question, Ed. The answer will be revealed to you in time. Or perhaps it won't. But now to business. We have to find Bob, Tertia, and Darlene.
Why don't you just call the cops?
Don't you see? The police are useless in this situation. Now think back. What did my rocks say to you in your dream?
Talking rocks, are you nuts?
Jocko yells at Ed's head.
Rasputin! I know you're in there! Now let this man remember. Please, it's important!
Hey, I'm no prima donna pompadour, but where I come from, it's rude to scream at another man's head.
I apologize. Now please, try to think. What did my rock say to you in your dream?
Oh yeah, now I remember. He called me Captain Cracker.
Rasputin, would you please let him remember the important part?
They are being held in the alien vessel at a secret location. What did I just say?
I knew it! Ed, finish your drink. We have a citywide search to conduct. I suppose we're going to have to requisition a helicopter.
A helicopter? All right! This day just gets weirder and weirder and better and better! Let's go, Jocko, and rescue our friends and fight the aliens! Wait, what aliens? And who's this guy Rasputin?
Never mind, Ed. I'll explain it all in the air.
Exeunt. To be continued. And that wraps it up for this week's episode of A Guy in Two Rocks, also known as Ed the Man's Man or Daring Darling Darlene. Fish swim in ponds. Big fish swim in little ones. Small fish in big ones. Big fish in big ponds. Little fish in little ponds. Everybody's swimming around together. Yay. The big fish are important. They eat the less important little fish. Aww. If nobody ate the little fish, there would be too many little fish.
Yay!
If there were too many little fish, they would eat up all the essential plants. If they ate all the plants, every fish in the pond would suffocate and die.
Aww.
The pond would end up a smelly mud hole, aww, with no life but swarming mosquitoes and copious deadly bacteria.
Yay!
Rocket Co. Predatory because we care.
All right, now, when I was cleaning up a old TV studio once...
Sapphire, how did you get back
Sapphire,
in here?
I swear to the good
we
Lord,
locked
I
that
will,
door.
I will kick you
that
right back
door
out.
Was locked.
All right, yes.
Hello, is Sapphire here? I'm supposed to pick
oh,
him
Lord,
up.
Oh, Lord, it's Phyllis again. See, Sapphire, see what you done? You gonna make your Aunt Phyllis
no
mad. Now,
Phyllis
this is a problem
mad.
We run into time and time again, Sapphire. I am going to have a real issue with you if you don't start getting your act together.
I have been waiting outside to pick you up for about 5-10 minutes, and I can't believe you...
All right, well, thank goodness, folks. I apologize for the interruption, but Sapphire has finally gotten picked up by his Aunt Phyllis.
All right, I want to make a couple of... seriously, guys. The symbol behind you represents the hull of the spaceship. So when it's being banged on, you're just going to bang on that with your fist, okay?
Oh, okay.
And that's like
that?
About it.
Is that good?
And that's about it. Pretty.
I would blow it up a little bit more.
I was going to say.
Yes, that look sounds right. Careful, don't touch yourself.
I wasn't expecting the cymbal to hit back.
I think that's about
you
it.
You never
and
do.
And we have that snare drum, remember? So when Darlene goes nuts, we're going to hit that snare drum with this drumstick. That's just
ooh,
the sharp one.
Spoilers.
Hand.
Darlene goes nuts in this one, folks.
Oh, whoa,
I'm assigning you snare duty.
Yeah.
Heck yes.
Don't be shy either. You know, we're going to blow them out a little bit, but it ain't going to have a lot of compression.
Yeah. B has lost
yes, that would be
privileges.
Miles. That would be baby
so
Miles.
When
Darby
is
Miles.
Baby Miles?
Yeah.
He's the puppy.
Okay,
not a human.
No, not a human.
Well, he once was a boy.
But now...
He once was a puppy, but now he's a boy.
Yeah.
Miles.
One time I ate my mother's telephone.
Sapphire, I swear to God.
I will have a symbol. I will not
have to call your Aunt Phyllis one more time. You don't want to know the kind of hell she will unleash upon you, young sir. Anyway, now we get to go on to one of my favorite shows we've been doing recently, known as Guy and Two Rocks, or Daring Darlene, or the one about Ed.
Ed the Man's Man.
And this one is called Leader and Henchman.
And you're the narrator.
Oh, yes I am. Sorry. We are inside an alien spaceship. Framed posters of Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and NSYNC are on the otherwise bare upper wall panels. The ship is crammed with knobs, lights, buttons, charts, etc. Bob, Tertia, and Darlene are all hogtied on the floor. The henchmen are playing Go Fish in the corner. The alien leader is sitting in the captain's chair, conversing with the rocks, which are sitting on his armrest.
So I said, I haven't seen diarrhea like that since the Manua Swamps of Permodor 7.
Ha! Oh, Billy, your stories amuse me so. Tell me again of your adventures with Star General Amusk of the Muckafon. Oh, excuse me. I have to go get the phone. Hello? This is leader number 526 at my post. With whom am I speaking? Oh, hello, maternal nurture unit. Uh-huh. Maternal nurture unit, what have I told you about reading those magazines? Now I know for a fact that the Bruce Willis is married to the Demi Moore, and I won't have another thing about it. Oh, it is going splendidly. We have the humans here, and we've done some delightful probing. Yes, Mother. I know that the rendezvous time is approaching, but there are these fascinating rocks. Yes, Mother. I know that tardiness is punished by abandonment. And no, Mother, I promise I won't be late. I'll just be down here for a few more minutes. Yes, all right, Mother. Well, I'll see you on Zarquan. Yes, bye-bye now. Now, Billy, where were we?
Great dinner party this turned out to be. Abducted by aliens and probed, this bites.
Actually, I thought the crawfish etouffee was excellent.
Oh, thank you, Bob. That's so sweet. You always see the bright side of a situation. I admire that about you. Now, if I could just reach my gun.
Got any nines?
What?
Nines. Got any nines?
Nuns? Why would I have any nuns? Do I look like a convent?
Not nuns, you idiot. Nines.
He shows him his card.
Oh, nines. Go fish.
Tell me, Billy, why is your friend so quiet?
He's just shy.
Shy? Very well, then. Speak up. What did you say his name was?
Rasputin.
Yes, Rasputin. Come on, chap. Let's hear some of your stories. Hello?
Actually, I think he's sleeping.
Well, would you wake him up then? I wish to speak with him.
Rasputin? Rasputin, come back!
What do you mean, come back?
Whoa! What a refreshing cat nap.
Rasputin, relate to me one of your adventures.
Okay, Adventure. Oh, I know. I'll tell you the story of how Billy and I met.
Oh, I love this story. He tells it so well. It's the best story I ever heard.
Oh, well, I am highly anticipating this tale, or yarn, as it is sometimes referred to. Please proceed with great embellishment.
Well, it all started on Earth in the late Cretaceous period.
Actually, I thought it was in the early Jurassic period.
Look, Billy, do you want me to tell the story? Do you want to tell the story? Or should I?
I'm sorry. Go on.
Right. To continue.
Well, who could that be at the door? Better let them in, I suppose.
The leader presses a button, and the door slides open. Enter Ed and Jocko, like tough guys.
Jocko!
Ed.
Jocko and Ed.
My deductive reasoning leads me to believe that your names are Jocko and Ed.
That's right!
Which one is which?
I'm Jocko.
And I'm Ed.
State your business.
We're here to rescue our friends who are in your custody. And if you do not hand them over, I'll be forced to take them using powers, which I will now demonstrate.
Jocko suddenly lifts Ed into the air with his mind.
Whoa! Get me off this crazy thing!
Very impressive. But I'm afraid I am unable to return your friends to you. You see, I am merely a courier, and I have to deliver these specimens to the mothership in... Oh my god, we're late! Number one, start the engines and prepare for liftoff. We have to take the incidentals with us.
Incidentals? Hey, buddy, who you calling... what does incidentals mean?
Did he just say liftoff?
Where is my gun?
Don't worry, girls. This is just a bluff. We're not going anywhere.
The ship takes off. They go higher and higher.
Can I finish my story, please? I was just getting to the good part.
I'm still listening.
Oh my god, we're in a spaceship. Flying with aliens. I need some deep meditation.
No big deal. This is a lot better than listening to Darlene start singing.
I have a beautiful singing voice.
Got any queens? I said, got any queens?
You idiot! I'm trying to drive the ship!
Prying the diver's lip? That doesn't even make sense.
Come on, Jocko, what are you waiting for? Take these guys out and let's go home.
To tell you the truth, to tell you the truth, Ed, I wasn't really sure how we were going to even solve the situation when we went in, and now I'm even more lost. At a time like this, I don't know if it's wise for a tough, smart guy to,
Darlene gets up. She has untied herself and has found her gun.
All right, you bastards! Nobody move or I'll blow this thing sky high! Now turn this flying crock pot around and take us home!
There is a problem.
Yeah, you're damn right there's a problem. Our buddy Darlene's gonna blow your stupid brains out.
The mothership is not at the rendezvous point. Perhaps our tardiness has been punished with abandonment.
No!
Got any queens?
I said turn around! Wasn't anyone listening?
We were!
This is very bad, number one. Situation Gamma.
Oh, no.
He starts fiddling with the controls.
What are you doing with those? I said turn around. Why isn't anyone listening to me?
I'll have to send a distress signal. Maybe they will turn around and pick us up.
He starts to wildly type on his console.
What are you doing? Stop! Everyone stop! I said stop!
Got any kings?
Darlene fires several shots and shoots all the controls on the ship. Everything sparks and smokes and goes dark. Everyone looks at Darlene for a long moment.
What? I'm sorry. I panicked. Sorry.
Systems down. Engines at 0%. Communications at 0%.
Wait. Does that mean no talkie, no movie?
I'm afraid so, Ed.
Well, I mean, at least we're all... Yeah, no, that's not good.
What a refreshing catnap. I had this terrible nightmare that... Damn, it's all true.
Say, just a thought. Now that we're all stranded out here in space, do you think you can untie us?
Well, I suppose so. Number one, untie them.
I want Mama. No.
Now that we're stranded, sorry, I think it's time we decide, who gets Bob?
Yeah, Bob, who's it gonna be? Me or Darlene?
Oh, God, I was hoping not to have this conversation. Whew! Well, to tell you the truth, girls, I love both of you very much, but not in that way. I'm sorry. There's only one person I can really love in a sexual way, and that's Ed.
Ed?
What?
Oh, come on now. It was obvious.
Yes, that's right, everyone. Well, Ed, what do you think?
What the heck? It's my only chance for any tail around here anyway.
Now it's my turn for a confession. Darlene, I've loved you ever since the first time I met you in the boiler room.
Oh, Jocko! That is so sweet, and you are so on top of your game. I think I love you, too.
The new couple embraces.
Oh, great. All the humans are taken.
Got any kings?
What the hell?
The new interplanetary couple embraces.
Number one, I will take Billy. You can take Rasputin.
Aye, aye, Captain.
The aliens begin making out with the rocks.
Billy, does this not seem weird to you?
Not enough, Rasputin. They'll all suffocate and die in a couple of days.
I suppose you're right.
They all break into song.
We're stranded and we're gonna die, but that's okay. We're stranded and we're gonna die, but that's okay. We'll probably eat each other, but that's okay. Cause we'll all make out till we croak. We'll run out of air. We'll run out of food. That's not important, cause we'll all be nude. We're stranded and we're gonna die, but that's okay. Cause we'll all make out till we grow.
Thank y'all very much. That has been Leader and Henchman. Woo! What a riveting tale. Well, Jocko, I believe it is too late for that sentiment. You are stuck in space, my friend. But anyway, that's our show.
That wraps up our show.
That's just about our show.
907 right now.
Ooh, 907.
Well, it's dark as heck out here. And it's a long walk home. And it seems like all the streetlights have all gone out on their own. But tonight be a lucky angel, and I'll thwart those who try to do you harm. Tonight, I'll keep away the psycho, or at least at the length of an arm. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Weird People Show, brought to you by Rock and Co. All the way over here, in her now permanent seat, we have Zinjay. Next to Zinjay in her now permanent standing position is Rumpelmindy.
Yeah!
Sitting next to Rumpelmindy is Tequila Timmy. And in her now permanent corner office, we have
Boxman Betty. Boxman Betty. Boxman Betty.
And our
head Rolls Royce chauffeur. Mr. Daisy White Wyatt, come on now. Hey, but so we'll thank our special guest, the Campfire Cowboy.
Yeah!
And I'm Whiskey Joe. I'm Whiskey Joe.
He's Whiskey Joe.
Yeah, tonight. Woo! I'll be your lucky angel. And I'm the one who's trying to do you harm. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Weird People Show, and it's been such a pleasure to play for you. Next week...